This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Multiple reports are coming in confirming that the Knicks are looking to trade their first-round picks in this year's draft. And according to these reports, the Knicks are exploring a number of different trade scenarios. But according to one NBA insider, they're targeting a draft night trade. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks are eyeing a draft night trade scenario. This was the main thing I was waiting on because we all knew the Knicks were looking to trade their first round picks in this year's draft, given who the head coach is, given the fact that when healthy right now, they're likely a team that could go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think Leon Rose and this Knicks front office already knows. They just need to make one or two correct right upgrades to this team to make them an NBA Finals contender each and every year. But that goes with drafting as well, too. But if you were thinking potentially the Knicks would draft a couple of young rookies, develop them for the Knicks of the future, you're going to be wrong. Because according to multiple NBA insiders, not only are the Knicks looking to trade those picks, they're eyeing a draft night trade. Let's go ahead and break down these latest reports from Yahoo Sports' Jake Fisher. Shout out to the Bad Weather Fans podcast. On their latest episode, they had Yahoo Sports' Jake Fisher on, and they asked them a number of questions about the Knicks and what they were looking to do with their 2024 first-round picks. And according to Fisher, the New York Knicks are looking to move the number 24 and number 25 picks of the upcoming NBA draft. Definitely the word around the league is that they're looking to move those picks. Fisher continues by stating he believes the most likely trade scenario would be a draft night deal if another team's desired pick falls surprisingly low in the first round. The Knicks hold both the number 25 pick as well as the number 24 pick, thanks to the Kristaps Porzingis trade with the Dallas Mavericks. The Knicks will also select again with the number 38 pick in the second round. Shout out to Yahoo Sports' Jake Fisher and, of course, the Bad Weather Fans podcast for giving us the following information about the Knicks and what they're looking to do with their 2024 first-round picks. If the Knicks indeed take those picks and look to package them to either move up in this year's draft to get another player, I think if they do that, they're not going to keep that player. They're likely going to take that player and try to package him with a couple of other picks and players to get another star or an impactful player on this team that they covet because they're looking to win now. And if that's the case, you're not going to try to develop rookies, even though you want to try to develop the Knicks of the future, which I fully agree with. And if the Knicks go down that path, I would have no problems with that. But if you look at the Knicks and where they are right now, they're in win now mode. That means you need vets on this team. You need rising stars on this team, all stars on this team, and impactful players on this team. And if you can't draft those players, the only way to get better, the only way to move forward is to make a trade. And the Knicks have all the assets available to do that. And that's the trade scenarios that they're looking at right now, taking their current picks of this year, potentially a couple of their protected picks, a couple of players they have on this roster right now that they know they're going to need to trade because they do not want to be a second apron team. If the Knicks end up being that, Their flexibility is going to be fully limited. They're going to have problems making trades down the road, and they just don't want to put themselves in that position. So that means you want to make sure you trade assets that you're okay with giving up, because it helps this Knicks team get better moving forward. And that's what I think Leon Rose and this Knicks front office is going to do. That's why they want to package these picks potentially to move up in the draft and get a player that another team desires. The unfortunate part, at least according to Jake Fisher, is this draft is extremely weak. And trying to use two first-round picks in the 20s to try to entice another team to trade an impactful player or a star player is going to be very difficult. Let's see exactly what Jake Fisher had to say about that situation. According to Fisher, he went on to add that it will be a more difficult task than it has been in the past because there's no Victor Wembanyama in this class. There's no Zion Williamson in this class. There's no Cooper Flagg and Cam Boozer and upcoming things. There's just a lot of expectation and excitement about at least the next 2 year draft classes, let alone what could be a 2028 pick. This could mean that any trade for a player may require additional assets given the perceived overall weakness of the 2024 draft class. I think this all comes down to player available for the Knicks, because it's clear the number one thing they're looking to do is trade for a star player or an impactful player. If they can't get that, then of course they're going to look at the draft and potentially see who they can draft and develop into that player. Develop into a player that they can utilize down the road. Maybe right away. It depends on Tom Thibodeau, the player available, and his skill set. If he's a good two-way player, a high-level defender, and can score when you need him to, and he's a draft pick, I think the Knicks would go ahead and draft that player, because I think Tom Thibodeau would find a way to play that guy and give him some minutes. It may not be all the minutes that everybody wants to see, but at least it will be some type of minutes. And I think that's all you can ask for and hope for under a head coach like Tom Thibodeau. Again, the Knicks are in win now mode. That means they're not looking to draft rookies. They're looking to get stars. They're looking to get...
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Better moving forward. They're looking to create a team that can be a legit contender in the Eastern Conference. And I think when fully healthy, they are already that legit contender in the Eastern Conference, because they have the players on the roster to go all the way there. And the thing is, if they add the right players to this team, they could go even beyond that. This is where the Knicks are at right now. This is where Leon Rose needs to look at the disgruntled players and who they are, what stars are available among them, and how they fit with this team. Because again, I've said it in a number of videos, the Knicks used to be that team that used to have to go out, look at each and every star that was available, pick up the phone, and try to get that player on this team. But now, this season, it's different. Things have changed. The Knicks are not going to go after each and every star that's available. They're going to go after the right star that fits this team, what we're looking to build, and what we're looking to do moving forward. And once Leon Rose identifies who that is, he is going to pounce and go after that player. He's going to use our picks from this year. He's going to use our picks in future years. He's going to use our protected picks. He's going to use Bojan Bogdanović. He's going to use Mitchell Robinson. He's going to use everything possible that he can do to get another star player on this team without breaking up the core. That is his priority. Once he can do that and he can support that and what we're looking to build, then he can add some other pieces, some other role players, some other necessities that we need to add to this roster. But the key is to make sure we're adding all the talent that we need to this team that fits. That's the key, that fits. And there's only a number of stars in this league that potentially could be available this offseason that Leon Rose is going to target and try to get on this roster. I need to see that full list of disgruntled stars, because once we get that list, we'll finally understand what potential targets Leon Rose is going to go after, because we know who Leon Rose likes and who he would like to avoid. Devin Booker is a player that he would love to get. Karl Anthony Towns, another player he would love to get. We know the Donovan Mitchell love affair. Mikal Bridges, if you have a whole squad of other Villanova guys and they all love Mikal Bridges, of course you're going to look at Mikal Bridges and try to get him on this team, because your superstar in Jalen Brunson likely wants him on this team. And if you can do that without breaking up your core, again, it sounds like a Leon Rose move to me. You have to think about this in terms of Leon Rose moves. There's a lot of things that I would love to see, a lot of moves that I would love to see the Knicks go ahead and do and pursue, but I know it's not going to happen. I know it's unrealistic because I know my president of basketball operations is Leon Rose, and he's not going to give up the farm to try to get any player on this team. It needs to be a smart deal or a fair deal, and it has to be something that helps the Knicks today and moving forward. That's what Leon Rose does. Those are the moves he targets. And if he can find a move like that this offseason, he is going to run toward it, especially if it's for a player that we covet. But I've seen a lot of your comments, and a lot of other fans are actually stating that they think that the Knicks are going to draft one player, develop that player, and then potentially try to package their other pick, a couple of their protected picks, and maybe a couple of players on this team to get that star player and impactful player. That way, you still have a rookie on this team that you can develop, and you still make this team better for the future. I can understand that, and I would love if the Knicks did that. But at least according to these recent reports from The Athletic, it doesn't look like that's what the Knicks are looking to do. Sam Vecenie of The Athletic also pointed out that Knicks head coach Tom Thibodeau likely won't want multiple rookies on this team. Trading these picks, even if it's not necessarily for a player, also aligns with this front office core philosophy of wanting to add as many assets as possible for a potential trade and to expand their competitive window. I think the Knicks are prioritizing trading for a star player or for an impactful player, but that doesn't mean they're not going to draft a rookie. I think they are going to draft the rookie, but that rookie is going to be drafted and developed from the second round. That round has a whole entire day dedicated to it. The Knicks have the 38th pick in the second round as well, too. This year's draft is weak, so that means potentially the Knicks believe they can strike gold again come the second round. They've done it before, and they probably feel confident that they can do it again. And in a weak draft, sometimes good players can fall because you don't know who's going to be very good after a couple of years in the NBA. And maybe that's what the Knicks feel. Maybe they feel like they can steal a player, develop them, and potentially either use him down the line on the team or utilize him in a trade down the road. Either way, it's very clear. The Knicks have a goal in mind to trade these picks. Could it be to move up in this draft? Sure, it could be that. Could it be for a star player? That's what I potentially think it's going to be for. But even if it's for a player in this year's draft, I think it's going to be for a star player eventually. They're likely going to take that player that they draft, a couple of picks that they have protected, maybe some of their unprotected picks, depending on the player that's available. And then maybe Mitchell Robinson, Bojan Bogdanovic, and then try to see what that trade package can get you out there. Does it net you a star? Does it net you an all-star? Does it get you an impactful player? If so, who? What are the names? What are their fits? What are their skill sets? These are all things Leon Rose is going to have to consider this offseason. But this is the offseason that the Knicks are going to make a move. They are primed in the best position they've been in years to make a move to get that star player on this team. It's likely going to cost them a lot of picks, but you know what? Leon Rose has been hoarding these picks, collecting these picks, not utilizing them, not trading them, just holding on to them, waiting for that right star player to become available. And I think that player is going to become available this offseason. Once that happens, Leon Rose is pouncing and he's going to do everything in his power to get that player on this team. But a change is coming, and the Knicks roster is likely going to look just a little bit different entering next year. And I hope it's for the better. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports indicating that the Knicks are looking to trade these picks in a trade scenario come draft night? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.